Mahmoud, Macedonia to Serbia, 2015. 14 to 15 days from home. Mahmoud felt like he was back in Syria. Policemen with guns guarded the border from Greece into Macedonia, and he felt dirty again. Unwanted. Illegal. Even without travel papers, Mahmoud and his family had been able to exchange their Syrian pounds for euros and buy train tickets from Athens to Thessaloniki, and from there to a little Greek town near the border of Macedonia. Now they were headed for the Macedonian town of Gevgelia, where they hoped to catch a train north to Serbia and from there to Hungary. But first, they had to find a way to sneak across the border. Mahmoud pointed out a little tangle of tents and laundry lines just off the gravel road, and Mahmoud's father pulled them into the camp to plan their next move. It was another little refugee village, the kind of makeshift town Mahmoud had seen again and again on the road out of Syria. Mahmoud and his father hunkered down behind a trash barrel and watched the border crossing. The Macedonian police weren't turning people away, but they might be checking papers, and Mahmoud's family hadn't waited in Athens for official travel permits. Mahmoud's dad pulled out his iPhone and consulted the map. "This whole area is farmland," his father said. "Flatland. Too easy to be caught." He scrolled sideways on the map, and Mahmoud leaned in closer. "It looks like there's a forest here, to the west," Dad said. "They can't have every meter of the border guarded. We'll slip through at night. Once we're in Macedonia, we'll be all right. Where's your mother?" Mahmoud looked up. Mom was where she always was, working her way through the tents, looking for Hana. Hana wasn't there, though, and she wasn't at any of the other little clusters of refugee tents they passed as they hiked farther into the countryside. At some place he'd picked from the map on his iPhone, Mahmoud's father led them off a dirt road into a dark forest. It was late, well after midnight, and Mahmoud was weary from walking. But they still had 2 hours to walk to the Macedonian border. Walid raised his arms to be carried, and Dad hefted him up against his shoulder. Mahmoud bristled. Walid was being a baby. He was too big to be carried. Mahmoud was tired too, but nobody was carrying him. They walked along in silence, their way lit only by the occasional glow of the phone screen, as Dad checked their position. The forest was full of tall pine trees that crowded almost everything else out, and the ground was covered with brown pine needles that smelled like a car freshener. Somewhere in the forest, an owl screeched, and Mahmoud heard the scurrying of small animals. Every rustle made Mahmoud jump. Every scuffle gave him goosebumps. He was a city boy, used to the lights and sounds of traffic. Here, every sound was like a gunshot in the unearthly dark and quiet. It terrified Mahmoud. At last they emerged from the dark woods and found the train station. It was a small two-story mustard-colored building with a burgundy roof and rounded gables. It was also packed with people. Hundreds of people slept outside, using their backpacks and trash bags as pillows. They filled the train platform and the sidewalks in front of the station, and some even slept between the tracks. Plastic bottles and empty bags and discarded wrappers littered the ground. Mahmoud watched his father's shoulders sag. Mahmoud felt the same way, but then his father stood taller and hiked Walid up higher on his shoulder. "Hey, at least we know we're on the right track," he said. He grinned at Mahmoud. "The right track. Get it?" Mahmoud got it. He just didn't think any of this was funny. "No, nothing?" his father said. "I guess I need to train you better." Mahmoud still didn't laugh. He was too tired. Mahmoud's mother had already left them, stepping carefully among the sleeping refugees like a ghost, searching for Hana. "The train station looks closed," Mahmoud's father told him. "We'll have to find some place to sleep. We'll come back in the morning and see if we can buy tickets."